You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. You know how we do it around here, diving deep into all sorts of interesting stuff. And today, we're going to be looking at something pretty cool.
Yeah, this is a good one.
It is a really fascinating interview with Fabiola Calexte.
Actress and producer.
Mm-hmm. And she was interviewed by Darcy Ogundaga, who is this media entrepreneur.
Yeah, they had a really interesting conversation.
They did. It's all about kind of navigating Hollywood, but also keeping your faith.
Yeah, how do you balance those two things?
Yeah.
You've got this very, you know, worldly demanding career, but you've also got this, you know, commitment to faith.
And yeah.
How do those two things work together?
Yeah, and Fabiola's had a really interesting career. I mean, we're talking like Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon, yeah. She was on Nickelodeon as a kid.
As a kid, she worked with Jermaine Dupri.
Wow. Yeah, big names.
She's interviewed Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, she's done a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's kind of been around and seen a lot. And it's just, I think it's really interesting to get her perspective.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting, too, is like Darcy's perspective as the interviewer.
Yeah.
Because she's also a very successful entrepreneur.
Right.
In her own right. And she's very open about her own faith. So it kind of creates this space where I think Fabiola feels really comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And you feel that kind of right away, like right from the beginning, Fabiola's talking about how, you know, her childhood dream wasn't acting. It was actually singing and dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And she started training at like a really young age. So like
dedicated from the start.
Yeah. Yeah. Super dedicated.
Like that's a sign.
Yeah.
Like that tells you something about a person.
Yeah. And it makes you think like, okay, maybe those early passions, they lead you in a certain direction.
Yeah. You kind of follow those threads.
Yeah, totally. And another interesting thing is she talks about how she's the black sheep of her family.
Oh.
Yeah, they're all doctors and lawyers.
Oh, wow. So very traditional.
Yeah, very traditional.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm going to Hollywood.
That must have been interesting.
Yeah, but she says her family was actually really supportive, which I thought was really cool.
It's great that she had that foundation.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, talking about early ambition, there's this great story about how when she was in middle school, they had this Nickelodeon contest.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And she won. She went on the show and they asked her, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, a movie star.
Wow. And this is middle school.
Middle school.
That's pretty remarkable.
I know.
For someone that age to have that kind of vision, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it kind of brings us to this idea of manifestation.
Yeah. Because she talks a lot about the power of vision and manifestation.
Yes. She really does.
If she didn't just want to be on the red carpet, she envisioned it.
Right. And it happened.
And it happened.
So it makes you wonder, like, how much of that is just luck and how much of it is that, you know, you kind of willed it to happen.
Yeah, the power of belief.
The power of belief.
How much can that actually shape your reality?
Right. And, you know, one thing she says about this, which I thought was really interesting, is she says, you know, you got to keep those big dreams close to the vest.
Oh, so not everyone needs to know.
Not everyone can handle it.
Interesting. Why do you think she says that?
Well, maybe it's about, you know, some people just, maybe they don't understand or they have their own fears and insecurity.
Right. They might project that onto you.
Yeah. And so it's about being really careful about who you share those dreams with.
Yeah. Protecting your vision.
Protecting your vision.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I think it also speaks to, you know, this idea that Hollywood can be kind of a cutthroat place.
Yeah. It's not always sunshine and rainbows.
No, it's not.
There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of competition.
Yeah. She's very open about the fact that it's not all glitz and glamour.
What are some of the things she talks about?
Well, you know, she talks about the rejection, the pressure, the temptations.
Yeah, all the stuff you hear about.
Yeah, and even like sexual harassment from people in powerful positions.
Oh, wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, and it's kind of a reminder that, you know, this is a real industry with real problems.
It's not all fantasy.
No, it's not. And so the question is, you know, how do you navigate that kind of environment?
Right, how do you stay true to yourself?
Exactly, and for Fabiola, that's where her faith comes in.
Okay, so tell me about that.
Yeah, she talks about how her spirituality was what kept her grounded in LA.
She's a woman of faith.
Yes, very much so. And she says that no matter what was going on, like no matter what happened on a Saturday night, she was in church every Sunday.
Wow. So that was non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
That's commitment.
It is.
It's interesting because, you know, you think about Hollywood and you don't necessarily think about
church.
Yeah, church isn't the first thing that comes to mind.
Right. It's like all about excess and, you know, kind of living for the moment. But she was very intentional about making her faith a priority.
Yeah, and it sounds like that was a really conscious choice.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't just talk about faith in a general sense. She talks about this idea of discernment.
Discernment. What does she mean by that?
She talks about it as this ability to read people.
Interesting.
Like to understand their motives. So it's not just about, you know, believing in God. It's about using that belief to kind of navigate the world around you.
That's really interesting. So it's almost like she's developed this like spiritual radar.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
To help her make sense of things.
Yeah. And I think we could all use a little bit more discernment.
Yeah. I think that's a skill that translates to any field.
Absolutely.
It's about being able to read between the lines.
Yeah. And, you know, in Hollywood, that could mean.
I mean, you could probably use it to figure out, you know, which projects are worth your time.
Yeah.
Which people are genuine,
right.
Who's going to have your back.
Who's going to try to take advantage of you.
Yeah, exactly. It's about protecting yourself.
Yeah, so I mean.
That's really interesting.
It's really interesting. It makes you think, like, what if we all kind of cultivated that ability a little bit more?
Yeah, that would be a superpower.
Yeah, totally.
So it sounds like discernment was a key part of how she navigated this crazy world of Hollywood.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about that as we dive deeper into her story.
I can't wait.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You know, it's really fascinating how her faith is kind of intertwined with her career.
Yeah.
She talks about like a sense of calling.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a bigger purpose.
Yeah.
Than just fame and fortune.
It's not just a side thing.
Right.
It's really informing her choices.
Exactly. And that's where I think Darcy's role as the interviewer is so interesting.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't shy away from those questions about her relationship with God.
Yeah. It gets pretty deep.
Yeah, and you can tell they're both comfortable talking about it.
Yeah, they really are.
And Fabiola talks about, you know, experiencing God's guidance in very concrete ways, like sensing which opportunities to pursue, which ones to avoid.
Yeah.
And she describes it as like a feeling of peace.
Right.
Or like a knowing in her heart.
Like intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where her experiences in Hollywood, I think, become even more interesting.
Yeah, because she's talking about, you know, situations that really tested her faith.
Right.
Moments where she had to make these really difficult choices.
And maybe those choices weren't popular.
Right, like going against the grain.
Yeah.
She mentions one example where she turned down a role.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it conflicted with her values.
And this was a big role.
Yeah. Could have been a huge break for her.
So she's really put her money where her mouth is.
She is.
Yeah, that's a big decision.
It is. It's really brave, I think.
It is. It takes a lot of courage to do something like that.
Yeah, and it kind of challenges this idea that you have to, you know, compromise your values to succeed.
Especially in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Where it's so cutthroat.
Exactly.
So how does she make those decisions?
Well, she talks about discernment again.
Okay, so that comes up again.
It does.
So how was she using discernment in these situations?
Well, she was encountering people who were trying to, you know, maybe take advantage of her.
Yeah, people who are making promises.
Yeah.
But not really having her best interests at heart.
Exactly. And she talks about the importance of prayer and really seeking guidance from a higher power.
So it's not just about trusting her gut.
Right.
She's actually going to God for guidance.
Yeah. And, you know, it seems like that surrender.
Surrender.
Yeah, like surrendering that control to something bigger than herself.
Yeah.
Brought her a lot of peace and clarity.
That makes sense.
Even in the chaos of Hollywood.
Right. Because if you believe that there's a bigger plan.
Yeah.
Then you can let go of some of that anxiety.
Exactly.
The need to control everything.
Yeah. And I think, you know, this conversation, it goes beyond just faith in Hollywood.
Yeah. It's not preachy.
No, not at all.
It's not judgmental.
No, it's really about, you know, how can your faith be a source of strength.
Yeah.
And guidance in a really challenging environment.
And I think it's really refreshing to hear two successful women talk about their faith so openly.
Yeah. It challenges this idea that Hollywood is just purely secular and materialistic.
Yeah, like there's no space for spirituality.
Right. But clearly there is.
And I think it reminds us that success can look different for everyone.
Yeah.
It's not just about fame and fortune.
For Fabiola, it's about living a life that is aligned with her beliefs.
Yeah.
And using her platform to inspire other people.
That's beautiful. And she talks about wanting to have an impact on young people.
Yeah.
Especially those who come from similar backgrounds.
Yeah. She wants to show them that you can chase your dreams without compromising your values.
Yeah. And that you can be successful with integrity.
And authenticity.
Yeah. That's a powerful message.
It is.
And I think both Fabiola and Darcy are really making a difference.
Yeah.
By having these conversations and challenging those stereotypes.
Yeah. And there's this really important part of the interview where Fabiola talks about finding your tribe.
Your community.
Yeah.
The people who support you.
Exactly.
Because it's so important to have those people in your life.
Especially in a place like Hollywood.
Yeah, where it's so easy to get caught up in the superficiality.
Yeah, and she talks about the importance of mentors, role models, people who have navigated the industry with integrity.
Yeah, so you can learn from their experience.
Yeah, and that's where I think the connection between Fabiola and Darcy becomes even more meaningful.
Because it's like a mentorship dynamic.
Yeah, totally.
Like Darcy's been there. She's done that, and she's sharing her wisdom.
Yeah, it's like they're both part of this larger movement.
Yeah.
Of people who are changing the face of Hollywood.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so hopeful.
Yeah, prioritizing authenticity, spirituality, creating opportunities for others.
And it all comes back to faith, like that inner compass that guides them.
That guides them toward their purpose.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah. And I think, you know, as we continue this deep dive.
Yeah.
We're going to see how that faith has influenced specific choices in Fabiola's career.
I can't wait to learn more.
Yeah, and how it continues to shape her vision for the future.
It's inspiring.
It is inspiring.
It's really inspiring to see how her faith has just like fueled her creative endeavors.
Yeah, it's not like this separate thing.
All right, it's not like compartmentalized.
Yeah, it's all woven together.
Yeah.
She mentions, you know, wanting to portray characters and tell stories that are uplifting and inspiring and, you know, especially stories that resonate with her own experiences.
Yeah, as a woman of faith.
Yeah. And it's not just about the roles she chooses.
It's about how she carries herself.
Yeah.
On set, her interactions with people.
Creating a positive environment.
Yeah.
She talks about treating everyone with kindness and dignity.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's a good reminder that success isn't just about, you know, the external stuff.
Right.
It's about the impact you have on other people.
Yeah. And then, you know, she gets real about the challenges of maintaining your faith in Hollywood.
Right, because it's not easy.
No, it's not.
There's a lot of temptation.
Yeah, she's honest about that.
Pressure to conform, messages that contradict her values.
Right, and she talks about the importance of finding your own path.
Yeah, staying grounded.
Yeah, staying grounded in your beliefs.
Having the right people around you.
Yeah, having that support system.
In your tribe.
Yeah, and she talks about prayer and seeking guidance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from a higher power.
And relying on her faith community.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's doing this alone. She's got a whole network.
Yeah. And I think it's a good reminder that faith is a journey.
It is. It's not static.
Yeah. It's constantly evolving.
And it can be a real source of strength.
Yeah. Especially when things get tough.
You know, I think this whole interview, it's just so refreshing.
Yeah.
Because it shows that you can pursue your dreams without compromising your values.
Yeah, it's a different perspective.
Yeah.
And Fabiola's story is a reminder to just stay true to yourself.
And to use your platform for good.
Yeah. And to ask for help when you need it.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Yeah. And I think Darcy's role in this is really important too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, her questions are so insightful.
Yeah. And she's genuinely curious.
Yeah. And it creates this space for Fabiola to just really be herself.
Yeah. And I think that's the power of mentorship.
Yeah.
Like having those authentic connections.
So what can we take away from all of this?
Well, I think Fabiola's journey reminds us that success is more than just achievements.
Yeah. It's about aligning with your values.
Living a purposeful life.
And her story encourages us to embrace our faith.
Whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah. To find strength and guidance in it.
And to remember that even in tough industries like Hollywood, there's space for authenticity and kindness.
And a commitment to making a difference.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, her story with Darcy leaves us with a lot of hope.
Yeah.
A lot of possibility.
Yeah, I feel inspired.
Me too. And, you know, I hope that our listeners feel inspired too.
Yeah.
Remember, no matter what path you're on, stay true to yourself, pursue your dreams with integrity.
And never underestimate the power of faith and connection.
So keep diving deep, everybody. We'll see you next time.